Let me call your attention to our scriptural passage for this morning. It is taken from Joshua, the 24th chapter, verses 13 through 17. I'm going to read for your hearing to assist us this morning from the 15th verse of Joshua. It says, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the god of the Ammonites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I want to share with you in the words of Elizabeth Taylor, as it relates to my sermon, and you were looking at the clock, as she said to her numerous of husbands, "I won't hold you long." Amen, amen, amen. Well, if you look closely at Joshua, the 24th chapter, and in light of what we're experiencing here today in our country, and Bill alluded to it in his prayer, and I love how he shared, our candidates should be adults and not spoil children. Amen. Amen, amen. I want to share, as it relates to the title of my sermon for this morning, as from the King James translation, you have these words here. If you have a King James Bible, it says, "Choose ye this day." Choose ye this day. There are choices that must be made in life. Where are you going to live? What profession you're going in. And even to our college students, the mate that you will select. Don't do like one gentleman who had two prospective brides, and he selected one. Years later, they came back for the college reunion, 10 years. And the one he married was crying. The other one was saying, "Thank you, Jesus." Amen. Amen. You have choices to make in life. Choices to make in life. And so I want to have you to follow me as it relates to the three items that you have in your sermon notes. Does my vote count? Does my vote count? The answer is yes. Yes. If you don't vote, that counts for something. And people have been voting since April 26, 1607. Even in Georgetown, when they first established it, it reminds us that we have a constitutional right to vote, to cast our lot, or to make a decision. It's so critically important. Now, if you look at the next point, it's this point here, and Steve is going to have it as it relates to our next bullet point. How would Jesus vote? Have you ever thought about that? How would Jesus vote? Now, Jesus doesn't use the voting mechanism that we have at our disposal today, but there's a book, great read, as it relates to how Jesus votes. And it's by Darrell Block. He's a seminary professor at Dallas Theological Seminary, a great read. He deals with all of the buzz topics that we talk about in our world even today, as it relates to race, immigration, as it relates to economics, strife that exists in the homes, the respect or the non-respect as it relates to women and other human beings. He covers them all, but he tells them as it relates to Scripture, as it relates to the Word of God. And he used as his premise several scriptural passages. I'll just give you a few this morning. If you look at Mark, the 12th chapter, or Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, and he tells it around how Jesus did not vote in the way that we vote, but yet Jesus demonstrates his lot, if you will, by suggesting and encouraging us to love thou neighbor. He deals with it as it relates to Scripture and how we should know Scripture. And it is even a focus as it relates to Joshua, the 24th chapter, when the people of God got together. And it was Joshua who wanted them to remember the God that their ancestors served. And how Joseph, who had just died, and if you read the book of Joshua, you'll see how they honored the patriarch, the legend, if you will, and gave respect because of his dedication and his devotion to God. It is very important for us to remember there are three primary factors, even as we exist as a church and as the body of Christ. Let me unpack them very quickly for you. On October 30th, our church will have the opportunity to cast, our church members will have the opportunity to cast their vote as it relates to the North Campus. That is our property just a few miles, not long, just a few miles down the road. It is a great opportunity for our church to remember, if we line it up with Scripture and line it up with Joshua, the 24th chapter. It doesn't take you long. It's right there for you. Look in the 13th verse and you'll see that Joshua reminded his people that they had not prepared the land, but it was those who had gone on before them who paved the way. This church was built in 1981 by the Livingston Foundation and the United Methodist Church. And thank God that they had the foresight and the vision to cast their lot here in order to make disciples for Jesus Christ. That is the purpose and the mission of the church. So strategically, number one, our church has an opportunity to make a decision as it relates to our future. To make a decision that as it relates to helping God expand the kingdom and making disciples. And one thing I love about October 30th, I don't have a vote. Yeah. I'm an itinerant preacher. And so, as an itinerant preacher, I don't have a vote, but you have a vote. And I have the opportunity to pray for you and pray with you. And our prayer ministry has made a commitment, and you'll read more about it in this coming Wednesday word, to pray not only on this campus, but also the North Campus. It's so important for us to continue to pray to know the will of God. Strategically, before we endeavor to do any and everything, we should pray. Amen. Point number two, as it relates to strategically, we move on to politically. Politically, this has been the most unusual political season ever. Hello, and I haven't been here but two nickels, 55 years. Ever. And we may not agree as it relates to which candidate that we will vote for going into the Oval Office. But we all can agree we can't wait to get it over. Amen? Amen. Amen. But we must exercise our right to vote. Strategically, politically, and guess what? Most of all, spiritually. Spiritually. Joshua says to his people, choose ye this day. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait to see what your neighbor's going to do. But choose ye this day. Whom you'll serve, whom you'll serve. And look how Joshua teller makes his passage of Scripture. If you have a Bible, look at Joshua, the 24th chapter and the 15th verse. It reminds me of the hymn, and it's hymn number 400 in our hymn book. If you have a hymn book, you'll see that the choir shared a few moments ago, come thy fount of every blessing. And every blessing comes from God. Amen? It's a great challenge, a great spiritual song. I love that song. I've asked my bride to make sure when I go to meet my maker, they sing that song, that hymn, hymn 400. Come thy fountain of every blessing. Every blessing. Why? Because if you look at the hymn story that Robert Robertson was sharing, he shares that he was on a stagecoach. And a woman was reading those words, unbeknown in 1789 that he was the composer of those words. And tears came down his eyes, down his cheeks, because she got to the line and he said, "Ma'am, those are my words. I can share those words with you." Prone to wonder, "Lord, I feel it." Prone to leave the God I love. Then he says, "Take my heart, hallelujah, and seal it to the God I love." Joshua said it this way, "Choose ye this day whom you'll serve, but as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord." I don't know about you, but I want God to order my steps in his word, order my life in his word. I want God to order my steps each and every day in his word. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise as he orders our steps, order our lives according to his word.